Lost Discs Radio.
One of your favorite nighttime mystery programs.
News, 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 UPI, WABC, Monday, Brinkley, Lowell, Thomas, Radio, BBC. What's in the news today? What's in the news today?
What's in the news today? Here are some of the items you would have read about if you had read your papers.
News, news. Today, the American Dental Association gave one of their highest awards to a young lady from Flint, Michigan, who courageously took part in one of their oral hygiene programs. Let us now go to Flint for more.
This is Bob Floyd speaking to you from Flint, Michigan. I'm talking with young Betty Johnson here. Betty's class was divided into two groups. One brushed with Crest, the other used another leading dentifrice. Betty, would you mind telling us the results of these tests?
My group had 79% more cavities.
And you weren't one of the lucky Crest users.
No.
Tell me this. What did you learn from these extensive tests?
How to suffer.
Just how many cavities were there in your group?
Altogether?
Yeah.
All 12 of us had 1,119 cavities.
1,119 cavities, ladies and gentlemen.
I have 211 myself.
Yeah. Now that's proof.
In my efforts. I don't have any lowers. They went the first week of the test.
That is terrible.
No, it's the best thing that ever happened to me because we were such a good control group. They came back to my high school and they redivided us up for a whole new series of tests.
Yeah.
And I'm in the group of girls that does not take the pills.
Put it in a sack and it took it to the mill. It'll come right back. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Yeah, done broke down.
Can't get no grind.
Tell me what's the matter with the mill? Well, the period tugging on overtime, time in the mill. Yeah, done broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
Well, done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Well, done broke down.
Can't get no grind.
Tell me what's the matter with the mill? Don't want no stuff. If you can't grind a mill, just bring me the husk. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
I can't get no grind.
Tell me what's the matter with the mill? My pipe been crying, but a tune. I've been doing the mill, there ain't nothing to do. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill? My pipe been crying.
Come on, people, take my advice. If you give a little weight, just waste of time. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Yeah, done broke down.
I can't get no ground.
Tell me what's the matter with the mill. I went to the mill Friday night. Had to tell my woman we ain't working right. What's the matter with the mill?
Well, done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Well, done broke down.
Can't get no ground. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Generally speaking, would you say it's fair to say that our place is going to pot?
Why, Bow?
Thank you.
know that that unique sense of swing can only mean one thing. So we're coming on the air, and we're putting the microphones up, by the way, in the studio, just in case anybody is on the microphone. Right, like Dr. Doc Brown might just be.
Yeah, I am. I am here today, tonight.
It's got a good level on the board. This chesty.
Evening. Good.
Chesty. Might.
No reverb.
Hey.
No feedback.
There's a just a tinge of a ping.
I hear it. No.
Yeah. Joe Stacks is on the board.
Through the miracle of science.
God.
Science.
Science.
Well, all right. we know that Chesty blinded us, blindsided us at the very least here. At the top of the hour, which we are all want to do this sort of thing, it's been a while. Now, look, we've been off the air for a while. We've not been regular, Doc. I hope you're okay.
No, I'm still regular. I'm good.
Well, speaking of that kind of thing, Joe, what are you drinking tonight? You got some award-winning lager.
We got some award-winning ale from the area I hail from. Tonight we're drinking Windridge, 10-point ale from Dallastown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
A two-stoplight town in York County, PA, the land of my nativity.
Yeah, all right. All right, so there, that's the kind of way we're going to be framing things for the evening. For the next 2 hours or so, we'll take you up till midnight, apparently. That's the word on the street. We know people are digging it on the shortwave radio, because frankly, we're getting the signal right here in the studio on Chesty's little Sanjian analog portable. Yeah, right, the out-of-sight sounds of J.T. Kennedy and the Country Cousins, right off the Matchmaker Records label, right out of Iowa. Kicking off the top of the show. Actually, we were kicking off the top of the show there with Kern of Ray and Glover on the Elektra label, man. What's the matter with the mill? And yes, that was Joan Rivers, man, at top of the hour.
Wow.
That was Joan Rivers back in 1964 in a little comedy routine out of, top of the hour news there. This kind of thing happening on Area 51, we know, for your underground shortwave experience. And of course, it's for rock and radio and all the guys at rockandradio.com. All right, have we covered everybody's bases? Now listen, this is very exciting because we're going to kick off the show, Joe, with a Stump Joe Stacks.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't want to hear any wimping out on this from anybody, and Doc, that includes you and Chesty.
No.
That never. Includes any of the guys in the Area 51 chat room who are in a weird mood tonight, quite frankly, and I don't know what the shit they're talking about. But nonetheless, they are tolerating us, Doc, to be on the scene, and they're encouraging us to do this kind of thing. And the last time I did this, I got in big trouble with management over in Rock and Radio because I did like a Stump Joe Stacks. I ended up playing some top 40 hit from the guys that did the Signs song. Remember that?
Oh, the one man electric band.
The one rubber sign, band, the metrical right. band. From Canada,
Oh. Man.
And he's like, why are you playing a top 40 hit and trying to stump Joe Stacks? That's crap. So tonight we're really going to do it, Joe, and I think you're going to know this because you turned me on to this group.
All right, no more hints.
Right, years ago, and here it comes, man. We're just going into the first set tonight.
Stump Joe Stacks.
Stumping Joe. Good luck. Here we go. On Lost Disc Radio.
Trust in me this time, girl. Things won't be the same. Are you a member of the graduating class tonight?
No, I flunked the acid test.
Next on The Ed Sullivan Show, Stay Stone for the Rolling Stones.
Sounds like a pretty ambitious plan.
It's a pretty ambitious organization.
Lost this radio.
Thank you.
five Americans, man. Wait, what?
What?
I don't know what. You tell me. You said what?
Okay. Never mind.
The five Americans was what?
That wasn't the Stump Joe Stacks, though.
I'm not just blurting out the answer to that. Back announcing.
That's right. Wow. That feedback's getting louder.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen. Okay, so yeah, the five Americans feeling okay. Before that, man, the Hard Times. The hard times off the World Pacific label. Now look, apparently these guys had a whole album. All I've Got is like 2 45s, and they're both incredible. And they hit the charts with a version of Fortune Teller, by the way, Joe, right?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know why these guys didn't do more or aren't known for more, but there they were with They Said No. Right? Chesty, that's an in reference. They Said No. And only Chesty knows what that means, if she thinks about it. But before, we kicked off the set with The Riot. Well, there I was giving a clue.
Oh, we haven't done this in too long, because now...
Well, I'm not going to get stumped after.
Here's one good thing, I wasn't paying attention. So, I didn't hear it.
Joe, would you like to fill us in?
Sure. Was by that by any chance The Riot Squad? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Now come on.
Riot Squad did some great stuff. Batch of singles on the Pi label. And just good, solid British Invasion style stuff. Now, according to what I've heard, they've had among other members, and typically it's one of those deals where, he played with us before he got famous, but of course we never recorded with him either. The Riot Squad can lay claim to John Lord, who would go on to Deep Purple. Mitch Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently David Bowie had a brief flirtation.
Shut up. Really?
That's what I've heard.
David Bowie was cutting his chops. Okay, so for those of you who have not been following along what happened here, yes, that was a group called the Riot Squad. Okay, the song, yes, it was on the Pi Records label. It was called I Take It We're Through. Okay, Joe, you hipped me up to their cover of a Bobby Darin song, actually, Bull Moose.
Moose. Oh, what a great song.
Great, right, yeah. So, yeah, the Riot Squad. You're telling me David Bowie cut his chops in the Riot Squad?
Well, he would have, if this is true, if what I read in the classic Tapestry of Delights by Vernon Joynson, he is reputed to have been a member briefly in 65. And that could mean, you know, he might have played a couple of gigs. He might have rehearsed with them.
Yeah, all right, so put a year for...
Recorded.
Put a year on this for me. The record I played and their cover of Bobby Darin's Bull Moose, that would have been what, 66?
Yeah, in fact, this track, I Take It That We're Through, came out on Pi in 66. Their history goes from like... They had about a half a dozen records from 65 to 67.
Yeah, right.
And as was the style at the time, you know, the label would put out the singles, but you didn't get an album until you had some chart action. And unfortunately, while they got like six shots at the charts, they never hit and never got an LP out of it.
Wow. No kidding, man. All right. Well, so all right, there you go. So there's no stumping Joe Stacks, and not only All right, maybe I sort of gave it away a little, but the point. But look at the way he just talks off the top of his head, folks. I'm just saying. Okay, so we do have an email in from Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho. Chesty,
nice
and right. He's unfortunately not getting it on the short wave out there. Well, that's Mr. Bill. It's not on 5110 anymore. It's on 5130. That's 513Z kilohertz, man. Okay, right? So check that out, Mr. Bill. Maybe, and let us know. Folks, go ahead, Doc, give them the email address.
Yeah, that's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Nice. That's discs with a C.
Right, spell it with a C. Now, here we go. We're going into the next set. And this is an interesting record, Joe, that I picked up at Double Decker in Allentown, PA, man.
Oh, bless.
And I was trying to research this, and somebody online posted a review of this single, said it, if the Beach Boys had done a Bob Dylan song, it might have sounded like this, right? So let's dig it tonight, man. The Out of Sight Sounds of the Boys Next Door, exclusively Lost Discs Radio.
She's a poor man's daughter, she don't do the world no harm. She goes to church on Sunday and no one has to twist her arm. And you sit there and boast of how you'll wreck her when you're through. Oh, there is no greater sin than what you're trying.
Lost radio. All this jazzy talk and jokes. It's all a game to you.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I don't really know what you're talking about.
It starts with just a little glance now. Right away you're thinking about romance now. You days go wrong, I make you not so long. You got to keep in mind, love is here. Found. Well, I'm not saying you won't have a good love with her. fat. She made my days go wrong. I made my nights so long. You got to keep in mind, love is here.
Serve a low-budget meal the family will really enjoy? Of course not.
There is a station in our state that covers most the nation.
Lost its radio.
Oh my God.
This special offer is good for tomorrow only, and the sale will take place at our wholesale whorehouse. I beg your pardon. The sale will take place at our wholesale warehouse.
Damn it, Jim.
Oh.
can't get you off my mind. I only know if I forget you, I'd have to leave these memories behind. Why do I lie awake nights and cry? I hear your voice when I get lonely. I see your eyes are smiling with me. Now don't you know I want you only, though we're apart. Do I lie awake nights and just what you mean to me. I can't believe it's true that you don't suffer too. I wish I had the strength to keep these thoughts at length. I've been so sad so long. It's time to realize you're really gone. The
sinister blues sounds now of Mother Earth, right?
Love Tracy Nelson.
Yeah, those Tracy Nelson vocals, Doc.
Wait, is that from the Nelsons? Like Ozzy and Harriet?
Wow. Wow. Jeez.
The sister's name was Tracy Nelson. Remember those two?
Granddaughter of Ozzy.
Yeah, remember those two like albino guys?
Kay.
Nelson?
Okay. I just want you to know that when before I upload this to the website, I'm going to edit this part out. I just want you to, for grinding the show to a halt like that, by suddenly tying it in to Ricky Nelson, man? All right.
No, I skipped right over Ricky.
I went to a garden party.
All right, now Chesty singing it. Jeez. Okay. That's all right. It will not be in the final edit. That's all I'm just saying. Yes, it was Mother Earth. Okay, look, before that, man, the merry-go-round. Okay, I'm just saying, we got the promo copy of that single. That's a post-LP single. If you bought their album, man, back in 67, Doc.
Yeah.
Which bubbled all the way to 190.
Is that right, Joe?
Oh, good, we're not going to get in trouble for that one.
At least according to my resources.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is one of those rare times where they were signed to, a major label, the A&M label, right? They cut an album. These guys were like out of what, Los Angeles or so, Joe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they had evolved from an earlier group called the Palace Guard.
Right. Emmett Rhodes.
And Bill Reinhart, who was with the Leaves, and I think he might have played with Mike Nesmith at one point, too.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, fantastic. Well, so then this is one of those rare times where they had an album. And then they didn't have a follow-up album, but they had a follow-up single, right? So I don't know what the B-side was, but apparently something else, maybe it was something that was taken from the album for the B-side, I don't know. We got a promo copy that has the same song on both sides, She Laughed Loud. She laughed loud. Yes, man, the mono mix, of course. What do you want? And the Factums. Now, come on, before that it was the Factums, and somebody besides me should have had a reaction to that, because they're covering a song called Here Today from where, Joe? From what? Yes. The Factums were covering a song from Pet Sounds. The Beach Boys.
Oh, my God.
Pet Sounds.
Okay, because following on from, what was it, the, The Boys Next Door. I'm like going, wow, that just like segues so beautifully.
Yeah, see?
From one into the other. And that was that on, what label was that on?
Was what on?
The one you just played, The Factums.
I got that off of some kind of a British beat compilation, and I was hoping fill me in on that.
Those cats, well, I was hoping when I heard about this, it's like, that, wow, that's great. They had also done a song that The Action did called In My Lonely Room for their debut single in 65 when they were on the Immediate label.
Huh. Okay.
And then they covered You're So Good to Me by the Beach Boys, by the way.
No.
Also on Immediate in 66.
Okay. So we're saying that this cover of Here Today was on Immediate as well.
Actually, they moved on to a label called Piccadilly.
Right.
Had a couple of more singles, went to Pi for one song, and that was it. And again, it's the curse of the British music industry. They never got an album's worth of material.
Yeah,
always
bouncing
around, but they've been comped a million times.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Well, yeah, and like you pointed out there, it made a nice pairing with the song at the top of that set.
I need to hear more of those guys. I really do.
Yeah, who, the Factums or the guys at the top of the set?
Yeah, well, either or. I mean, they're both great.
They're both great. But of course, I'm referring now to The Boys Next Door, right? Now, this was an American group. And now, wait, Doc, you were pointing out that it wasn't so much Beach Boys they were sounding like.
Oh, it sounded way more to me like Jan and Dean, especially I believe it was the Dean Torrance sound on the lead singer's voice, the harmonies there, everything. There's an album called Folk and Roll where Jan and Dean kind of took a stab at poking some fun, and also it was hard to tell, right, whether they were poking fun at it or really trying to do it serious, but they did a album called Folk and Roll that could have been on it so easily, just been right on it.
Yeah.
Like they actually, I think they did cover on that album, Where Were You When I Needed You, that one, Something Else. Maybe
they did some P.F. Sloan on there, didn't they?
They did Even Destruction, but they changed.
Well, you know, that's how you know it's official.
Yeah, they changed the lyrics, though, to Watts, California, and, you know, they did some, yeah.
All right, so that's cool. All right, so, yes, There Is No Greater Sin is what it was, by the Boys Next Door. And then, by the way, it was on the Cameo Records label, Joe.
Woo, Cameo.
Just saying.
Hey, out of the Philly area. Looking these guys up, they had a couple. This is like they were just about peaking at that point. By the way, they had a couple singles on Soma. They graduated to Cameo, and then they cut a couple more songs for ATCO before they just faded into the mists of history.
Yeah, but so they were out of the Midwest, right?
Yeah, Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right. So now look, real quick. Cosmic Debris. We got a nice email in from Cosmic Debris and Jane. They've got us with a beautiful sound. Now dig this. Not only do they have us on 5130 kilocycles tonight, but they've got us on 3250, right? That's 3250 kilocycles for your shortwave underground experience, right? And he says they're both doing well on the propagation scene there tonight. Folks, get it in. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com, and you're going to want to get it in and talk about this, maybe.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Don't touch her!
Alright. The Chick Pick of the Week is on Mainstream Records, and it is a promotional, not for sale copy, I'll have you know. And this is a problem everywhere with people in the summertime. The super fine dandelion talking about people in the street.
Just leave.
Yes. All right. So real quick there, Joe, I just wanted to put up the microphone so you could fill us in here. The super fine dandelion.
Right on, man. Right on.
Chesty's chick pick.
The pride of Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
That's right. With that single and another one on the mainstream label. And they got a whole album, courtesy of mainstream.
Yeah, I saw that once.
I liked the guitar sound.
Yeah, it had a sort of a hypnotic groove there. Now look,
please hang up your phone, sir.
Real quick here, coming in on the email, believe it or not, Doc, is greetings from the Emerald on the Potomac. Doc, we all know what the Emerald on the Potomac River is.
Let's see.
That resort town by the brackish waters of the Potomac. Yes.
Newark?
You've guessed it. You've guessed it. That Shepherdstown, West Virginia, folks, has chimed in tonight. And we can't tell for sure that whether they're getting it on the shortwave feed or not, but they do send their felicitations. And good old Matt here, apparently in Parma, Ohio. Ooh. Or just across the street in
Parma pierogies.
Cleveland, Ohio, perhaps. Digging it on 5130 kilocycles. That's right.
That's right.
That's a beautiful thing.
All right. Now, Joe, we got to keep moving it on real quick here because there's a group coming up or a guy. I don't know what this is, but maybe you do. It's a thing called Paul Brett's Sage. Right?
Okay. Do we have a second or two?
Yeah, go. Do it.
Let me start talking. He had been a member of a group called Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera. He played guitar with them.
No shit.
And he was in the... He went on to another great mod psych group called Fire. Yeah. Remember them? Father's name was Dad.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's... And then he started a group on the Pi label called Paul Brett's Sage. Jeez. And they got, I guess as Pi decided to get into the prog kind of vibe, they recorded a couple of singles and albums, too, for Pi on the Dawn label. Dawn was like there. You remember how there was Harvest for EMI and who had Vertigo Records, like maybe CBS or something?
Yeah, those were like the avant-garde prog rock offshoots.
That one LP on the parent label before being sent over to the Dawn label for, but they cut three albums overall for Pi between 70 and 73.
All right, man. Well, we're just going to dig it right now then. It's going to be the 3D Mona Lisa from Paul Brett Sage. Exclusively, yes. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs. Radio.
Well, your canvas are getting faded. Your eyes have lost their shine. Your frame is housing woodworm. Though your smile still freezes time. Oh, everybody, I'm out of my life. Your brushwork, it's a pleasure to be near. Would you accept the compliment from a lefty cavalier? Oh, everybody, 3D Mona Lisa, come on, take a bow. 3D Mona Lisa, I'd like to show you how. Yes, I'd like to show you how. See, the doors are closing, the clock is striking nine. Oh, climb out of your picture frame and climb on in, man. We'll be right back.
and we're just taking this ad and showing it the way it is. And we put black guy in there with a rifle because he's going to fight, man. We're going to have a war right here.
Here?
Right here, man, a revolution. You ever see the Empire State Building?
Yeah.
Empire State Building. You ever see, right around the corner here, the Colonial Theater?
Yeah.
Or across the street, man, the Empire something Mercury Dealer. Empire Colonial, man.
What's wrong with
that? We live in an empire where you have a colonialist system, a corporate capitalist power elite in the United States.
Yeah, they got it in every country, don't they?
No, no. General Motors, you see, runs the world. We're going to put these on subways.
Hey, Jane.
Yeah.
Toys and guns and lots of loud noise.
What are you talking about?
We'll be right back.
together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together. They said we were too young. Our kind of love was no fun. But our love comes from above.
Do it.
Let's make love.
Yeah, so we never really properly addressed the David Bowie passing. So we did it right there, Doc, you'll be glad to know, with a bubbling under for David Bowie.
That was bubbling under? That, to me, it's so popular.
So when did that hit?
Well, but everybody knows that he's covering the Rolling Stones there, so everybody knows
course,
the
right.
song.
Right.
Right? So... that's maybe what you're thinking of there. And
it
then,
could be, yeah.
But right, and then, come to find out, he put that out as a single somewhere, you know, when he was kind of peaking back in the early 70s. This is like 1973. Took it to like number 114 on the charts for 2 weeks. That's it.
That's it.
Could not break through to the Hot 100, but it did hit the bubbling under charts, folks. That's why we do it for you on Lost Discs Radio. And yes, before that, it was the Kingsman's version, the original of Weekend. I know Link Wray did it, and you all know how I feel about Link Wray, but that is the supreme version right there of Weekend, folks, man. Yeah, you've been digging it. And apparently, you continue to dig it. Folks, get over to rockinradio.com, you know, where they encourage us to do that sort of thing here. You can be digging the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbins, his self, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, his self, and the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Right? That's when you're not over at our site, man. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Get over there and, I don't know, check out the action if you care. Just spell the word discs with a C, man. All right, good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Now, look, we're staying on until midnight, but this is the wrap-up for the first hour, folks.
Oh, good.
So stay tuned, I guess.
Woohoo!
Chesty will keep that seat warm. Good night, Joe.
Notary Sojak, everybody.
We'll catch you next month on the website and for Area 51 and at rockandradio.com. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.